Welcome back to day 18. How are you? Are you memorizing a 100-digit number yet? Well, probably not. Not right now. But I am sure that you are well on your way. Remember that you would just need 50 files to accomplish this feat. We are going to spend the next few days working on names and faces. Names and faces are one of the most rewarding aspects of memory training. Dale Carnegie's book, How to Win Friends and Influence People, is one of the best-selling books of all time. In that book, Dale Carnegie discovered two important facts. But the first fact that Dale Carnegie discovered that everyone's favorite subject is actually themselves. The second fact that Dale Carnegie discovered is that the sweetest sound to a person's ear, universally in any language, is the sound of their own name. Now be honest with me. Knowing that everybody's favorite subject is themselves and the sweetest sound to an ear is a person's own name, how many times have you been introduced to someone and as soon as that handshake breaks, boom, the name drops to the floor? It happens to everyone. It is very embarrassing. However, it happens to all of us. When you recall someone's name, you have just set yourself apart from the rest of the group in their mind. You have made a distinction between you and the others. The next question is, well, great, Ronnie, but how do you do it? Good question. I'm glad that you asked. What are the three things that we need to recall anything? That's right. Location, code, action. We utilize this knowledge to recall names also. People's faces are actually the file. The code we use is a picture, and that picture is determined by the name. And of course, action. Let me show you what I mean. I'm going to give you 10 names, and you are going to file them to your house files. Then after we do that, I'm going to show you how to use this same concept with a face. So number one, we're thinking house files now. Close your eyes, visualize your house files. Number one, what is your first house file? First room, first file. Got it? File a brain to your first file. That's right, a human brain. Maybe it is in the Frankenstein jar or inside a head. Just see a brain on number one. See it with action and emotion. Make it vivid. You know the drill. Number two, what is your file? Got it? File a toilet to your number two file. That's right, file a toilet to your number two file. See it. If you saw it, you would never forget it. Got it? Gonna move fast now. If you have to stop the program, do so. Number three, what is your file? File a missile to your number three file. A missile, like a rocket. Go back and review two, review one. Review three, what was your file? What did you file to it? Do you see it? Number four, what is your file? File a dead bee to number four. That's right, a dead bee. See it. If you saw it, you'd never forget it, so see it. Number five, what is your file? Before you move on to number five, make sure you see dead bee, though, on four. Now, number five, what's your file? Got it? File a wrench to your number five file. A wrench. See it? Now put it on your number five file. Put it on that file with a lot of action. I can't stress to you how vivid your action has to be and how much you have to see this. Review one through five. Do you have them? One through five. Number one, what was it? Number two, what was it? Number three, what was it? A missile, right? Number four, what was it? Number five, what was it? Got it? Number six, what is your file? Got it? File a lizard with bad breath to number six. Yes, you heard that right, a lizard with bad breath. Now, number seven, what is your file? Got it? See a doormat on number seven. A doormat on number seven. That's right, a doormat. Remember to include vivid action. If you don't see it, you won't recall it. Make sure you see it before you move on to number eight. A doormat filed to your number seven file. See it with a lot of action. Practice on seeing these quick. The quicker you can see them, the better. But speed will come with time, so don't get too concerned if you're having to stop the program in between each one. Number eight, what is your file? Fire an earache to number eight. Whatever picture you see when I say earache, see that. It can be whatever you want. It doesn't matter. Just see it. See it vividly. Review 7. 6. What was 5? Think about 4. How about 3? Do you remember 2? And 1. What did you file at number 5? Number 4. Okay. Now number 9. What is your file? File a swimmer to number 9. A swimmer. If you saw someone swimming in your house, you'd never forget it. So like I've said a million times before, see it. Number 10, what is your file? Got it? Okay, now file this last one to number 10, a man running. That's right, a man running on your number 10 file. Visualize that one so you have a strong image. Okay. Now you have 10 pictures, and yes, I'm aware that you are supposed to be talking about names. This is actually part of the process. So real quick, what was number 5? Number 4? Number 7? Number 9? The last one, number 10, a man running. Okay, open your guidebook to day 18, and in the space provided, write these 10 pictures. Stop the program now. How did you do? We went pretty fast that time. We're going faster and faster every time. If you didn't get a perfect score, don't get concerned with that. Just ask yourself why. I would bet the reason is that the code or the picture wasn't vivid enough. And give yourself some credit. We went at a pretty good pace. When I speak for companies and they give me 15 words and I say them forwards and backwards and by number, everyone goes crazy. They think that I'm some sort of rocket scientist. Believe me, ask my friends and family. They will tell you, I'm not. Now let's go back to names and faces. The three things that you need to recall a name is a location, a code, and action. All we are going to focus on today is the code or turning names into pictures. We will concentrate on the others tomorrow and the next day. So knowing that every name must be a picture to recall it, let's see what we have. And yes, everyone I meet, I have a picture for their name. I met a gentleman today. He said, Ronnie, I never forget a face, but I'm terrible with names. The reason for that is that you see the face, but you don't see the name. It is abstract to you. In order to recall a name, you have to see it, just like you saw the face. How many times have you been out and you see someone you know, but you don't know where you know them from? Then they walk up to you and they say, hey, Ronnie, how are you? And you say, good. And you wish you could recall their name. Then 2 hours later, when you're driving home, the name pops up in your head. What does that prove? Well, actually, it proves a couple things. Number one, we recall faces better than names because we see the face and not the name. The second thing that it teaches us is that our mind never actually forgets a name. Accessing and retrieving the name is the difficulty. The name is up there, but getting to it when we need it is the problem. So let's use this knowledge to our benefit. Let's go back and review the 10 items that we filed to our house files. What was number one? Brain. Every Brian is a brain. Again, don't concern yourself with where you file the information when you meet someone. Today, I just want you to get familiar with turning a name into a picture. Number two was what? A toilet. Sorry for all you Johns out there listening to this program, but every John is a toilet for me. Number three, what is it? A missile. Every Michelle, including my sister Michelle, is a missile. Number four, what is it? A dead bee. Have you figured this one out? If you guessed dead bee for Debbie, you're right. Number five, what was it? A wrench, right? Have you ever used an Allen wrench? Every Allen is an Allen wrench for me. Number six, what was it? A lizard with bad breath. Well, you guys named John had to be a toilet, so I had to pick on the women now. Every Elizabeth is a lizard with bad breath. Number seven, what is it? A doormat. You guessed it. Every mat is a doormat. This is almost too easy. Number eight. Yes, what is it? That's right. It is an earache. My good friend Eric. Yep, you guessed it. He is an earache. Sorry, Eric. Number nine is swimming. Swimming is representative of Kim. Every time I meet a Kim, I see someone swimming. This last one was a man running, and what's my name? I hope that by now you know it's Ronnie, so the picture for Ronnie is a man running. Running Ronnie. Now, at this point, people always say to me, wait a minute, Ronnie, are you telling me that every time I meet someone, I'm going to have to go through this whole process and turn their name into a picture? My answer to that is no. Then they get a confused look on their face. The first time that you meet someone, the first time you meet a Ronnie, a Michelle, an Eric, an Alan, or a Debbie, you'll have to turn the name into a picture. However, the next time you meet Ronnie, Michelle, Eric, or Alan, the work is already done. You will have the picture already made. You have already done it because you did it the first time. So in review of today's lesson, let's focus on what we just did. We took 10 names and turned them into pictures. Today, when I meet people, I am not turning their names into pictures. For the most part, I already have the names. I'm just sticking their names on the locations or files that I have established. Open your guidebook to day 18, and you will see some examples and names, and then an exercise for you to turn a few names into pictures. So go to day 18 and complete day 18 in the guidebook. This is the conclusion of the recorded program for today. Stop the program now.